I would say the judgment passed against Rhea was harsh, but I do have to. Okay, I can't forget the fact that he didn't attend and his attitude towards the whole thing wasn't necessarily helping the situation. And I guess that's why it got to this point, but definitely I would say it was harsh, you know. He's been saying he's not going to pay, and my honest opinion, the only way that he might not pay is if he declares bankruptcy. So, I don't know, eh? Because he says he has a plan strategy. Well, I'm like, still to this day, I don't understand. Like, where it's going, you know. Funny enough, like, we barely talk about, like, the pretty much, like, the legal stuff since the first time it trended, like, after the whole situation, like, we don't really talk about it unless it's important and, like, amongst each other, you know. Well, I didn't know that he wasn't gonna go to the hearing, but when I heard that, I was shocked because, like, you need to give yourself a fighting chance, so, especially with somebody which is out to get you, you know. Especially when someone wants to prove a point and make you an example, you need to, especially if you don't want to be in the position, and most importantly, if you were going all over social media and speaking, you know, that, you know, serious talk and all that, it's like the least you could do is avoid being in a position whereby, you know, where everything you said, now you have to answer to it, you know. Like, yeah, the controversy, it's like a double-sided coin. I mean, like, it gets you the numbers, but at the same time, who wants to watch that content, you know? Because it will get you people following and tuning in to only hear such things, and that's the downside to it. The upside is the fact that, you know, it's the numbers and all that, and, like, people talk and, you know, your name gets out there. But the other side is who's talking about you, how they talking about you, and who's tuning in. And if you don't deliver that, would they stay? Do they become core loyal fan base, or they not? You know, that's the type of things that you've got to put in play when approaching such conversations. But at the same time, you can't approach media or online. I'll just say you can't approach media in a way that you worry what anyone else is going to say, because you're not going to be able to say anything. And, you know, for me, I look at it as, and this applies not to all the controversial moments we've had, but, like, every moment which came with what's this thing called again, came with constructive criticism. I mean, like, you gotta break some eggs to make a cake. And the mere fact that we are putting a light, or shining a light only or mainly on South African media, and, like, maybe we can also put the African media as a whole, because we interact in the continent like that. But then the mere fact we're shining a light, it makes the media industry here as popular as the US or Europe, because the mere fact that we're putting, we're making conversations out of what's happening here with us, I think it contributes in the interest of artists, the storytelling, I mean, like, it contributes to the media in holistically, because you can't just have music popping, you can't have celebs only do presenting gigs, and that's all you know. it kind of, what you call, makes the audience feel neglected, because you're giving them what you want to give them, and what even you want to give them is literally nothing from what they already